Yashoda sends Rohini. Hey, go bring the children. It's time for their food. They should be eating by now. So Rohini goes, but was not successful in bringing Krishna and Balaram, getting them to stop their blaze and bring them home. See, she did not succeed. Then Rohini says, no, Yashoda, you go. Because Utkravatsalam, you have more affection for these children. So you will be able to bring them home. So now Yashoda goes. Kridantam sasutam balamiratibilam sahagrajam saha agrajam. Agraj is Balaram. First Balaram has appeared. So Balaram and Krishna, for a long time they had played. And Yashoda is now there on the banks of Jamuna, and she's nearing the scene where Krishna Balaram playing with their friends. Krishna Krishna Aravindaksha Tata Ihi Stanam Piba. And she's addressing Krishna, Krishna. And she's addressing Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. The way she's addressing is immediately catching attention of Krishna. And she is inviting, please come. To do what? Stanam people. Drink some milk. Drink some breast milk. Please come. Alam vihare. Stop this playing. Krita krantaha krida kranto si putra. Child, look tired. He did not eat from this morning and he had been playing all day. He Rama Agacha. That's a calling Balaram. Sanuja Kula Nandan. Kula Nandan. You are Nandan, son of our dynasty. You are best amongst in our dynasty. Prateriva Krata Aharasta Bhavan. Both of you have not taken anything. Because it is that I mean, I remember my mother also doing these things. Us playing and observing playing, and mother coming, screaming, and coming with a stick sometimes, trying to stop us, reminding you are not taking food, sometimes dragging us. Very similar. Did that happen to some of you also? Or in South Africa this day? And that proves some... And does that happen only in Hindu community? The Christian mothers and Muslim mothers, they have to deal with their children in a similar fashion? Yes or no? This proves that there's some close connection between Lord and us. We are following, what we are doing is just perverted reflection of what goes on in the spiritual sky. It's just there's no Krishna in the center, that's all. Otherwise, put Krishna in the center and it's what Krishna does, and mother chastising and they are playing. And Krishna also the child playing. And all children, Bala Vasta Krida Sakta, Shankaracharya made this observation. Bala Sakta Krida, Bala Vasta Krida Sakta. If you're a child, you're attracted to the place. Krishna did this. He was attracted to the place. The children all over the world, they are attracted to the playing. When I traveled for the first time to America, I saw children playing. American children playing. I was amazed. No, really, I was thinking, American children must be scientists, and from childhood they must be working hard through their microscopes or telescopes. They have no time to play. Indian children play, but why American children? So, this is, Lord has made this world this way, this world also. Bala, if you're a child, you are attracted to the play. Regardless, we made all this religion, that religion, Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, this is some kind of, this is not a pure, this is a, the dual nature, dvandva of this existence. And to divide, religion should be uniting, but religion is unfortunately dividing the human society into different fractions, divisions. But if we make observation, we could see we're all children of God, governed by the same laws of the Lord. Jata shahi dhruvam mrityu. One who takes birth must die. Could someone, there's a Hindu law. We have nothing to do. Could anyone say? Oh, that's from your Bhagavad Gita. No, we don't follow this. There are no different laws for different countries and different societies and human beings. Same law applicable to every single being. They are connected. They are closely connected with them. But that reflects in some of the your mundane dealings, and you make some connection with the what goes on in the spiritual sky, goes on even to this day in Gokul. His mother Yashoda reminding children, yes, as a pratikshatitvam dasharha mokshamano vraja adhipaha, the leader of the vraja. There's Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj is waiting for you. She come. वैसे सर ये सारी वैसा वैसे सारे So he's waiting, so he should return. And he also says, Dhuli Dhu Sirita Dhusa Ritanga Swam. And look at your clothes, all dirty. Throwing some, getting some dust off their children's clothes. And we'll sing. Okay, this is. And, and this is encouraging. And you all children, the friends of Krishna and Balram, Swagrahan Yatava, you should also go, boys. Go. Go to your homes. Your mothers are also waiting. And then Yashoda is bringing it to the attention of Krishna and Balram. Pasha, pasha. Look, look. Hey, Krishna, look. There. See some of your friends. They already have taken bath. Look at their new clothes and new ornaments they are wearing. What about you? You should also. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Take bath. And you also wear new clothes. Take food. And you may play again. Huh? Yes, sure does. And you could play again. Viharasva swalam kritaha. So, saying so. Haste grahitva saharama chutam. See, here Krishna and Balram. Krishna in one hand and Balram with their hands. And she is returning to the home. Bringing children, bringing Krishna and Balram. One should remember, it's visualized Yashoda bringing Krishna and Balram to back to home. Earth is unlivable. So his proposal is we should look for another planet. And some boat is in difficulty, then you need light boat, you get into another boat, right? Leaving the mother boat or main boat. So he's proposing that the global warming, things are warming up, and the snow is melting, the levels of the ocean waters is going to be rising, amongst other difficulties, and the lifespan going down, reducing, is not 70 years, 80 years, 50 years. I heard it's gone really drastically down in this country because of the AIDS. Youngsters are living bodies in their 20s and 30s and 40s, no full lifespan. So there are all sorts of difficulties. Of course, we also have a proposal. We propose going back to God. That's the only place that's free from trouble. Sometimes there's trouble everywhere. Viva! Viva! So where to go, and then proposal has come from Nanda Maharaj. Vanam Vrindavanam Namo Pashavyam Navakananam. That we should, Nanda Maharaj has proposed, we should go to Vrindavan. In fact, Nanda, Upananda, was so much concerned about the terrorist attacks and activities and these rakshasas coming and attempting to kill children, Krishna. So he had realized long time ago this was not a safe place. So he had been traveling around all over Brajamandal and trying to find a safer location. He took that initiative and he had traveled all over and come back. And when they were thinking where to go, and Upananda says, I propose we go to Vrindavan. And he explained the reason. Pashavyam Navakananam, one of the reasons. Gopi Gava Sevyam Punya Dritrana Virudham. So Vrindavan, where there is Govardhan, that is Vrindavan. Vrindavan forest. There are 12 forests, one of them is Vrindavan. All that region between Jamuna and Govardhan, that is all Vrindavan. And so there's lots of grass for our cows. Concern, is it a concern? Lots of grass also for the cow. There's Govardhan Hill, and lots of waters and crystal clear lakes, and a safer location. We should go there. Bhavatam yadi rochate. So if you all agree, so he proposed and he said, all in favor of going to Vrindavan, raise your hands. Are you all there? Or you want to leave South Africa and go? What's the best place to go? We all belong to Vrindavan. Where are we from? Vrindavan. Do not forget. We are from Vrindavan. Where are you from? When you come to India, people are, where are you from? Where are you from? Where are you from? Sometimes devotees, yes, I'm from France. But even after saying it a few times, devotee begins thinking, am I really from France? then the next person asks me, oh, where are you from? From Vaikunth. I'm from Vaikunth. So that's where we come from. So it was unanimous decision. Everyone decided, yes, let's go to Vrindavan. Vrindavan Dhaam Ki. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Radhe.
Thank you. Oh.
The cows are considered wealth. Cows are the wealth. So they want to protect wealth. So any kind of attacks, demons, any emergency. So the men are there in the front with some sticks, some weapons. So they're protecting cows. The cows in the front and all the carts. And the procession begins on the banks of eastern bank of Jamuna. They're proceeding. And it was evening time when they started their traveling. And Krishna, Balaram, Yashoda, and Rohini, they were in one cart. They're all proceeding. So many cars, hundreds and thousands of cars, and Krishna's cart is somewhere, and they all wish, oh, I wish my cart was next to Krishna's cart. Why am I left so much behind? Where is Krishna's cart? In which cart is Krishna and Balaram riding? They all have this thought, where is Krishna's cart? Could my cart be next to Krishna's cart? Could our cart be next to Krishna Balaram's cart? They're all thinking like this, and they also, next thing, they are experiencing, each cart is getting experience, those who are riding in the cart. Yeah, their cart is next to Krishna's cart. Each cart is next to Krishna Balaram's cart. Knowing the desire of all the devotees, and Krishna expanded. as many other cards were there, those many cards, Krishna Balaram cards were there. Like as many gopis, those many Krishnas and Rasanas and like that. So as they traveled, and it was getting dark, as it is now here, and their goal was to cross Yamuna, because Vrindavan is on the western bank of Yamuna, but it's not practical, feasible to cross Yamuna in the middle of the night. So they camped, the whole camping was done. They stayed overnight, camped out on the eastern bank of Yamuna. And next morning, there was Uti Uti Gopala and all that. And they all got up, they got ready, got their carts yoked. But then how to, this is Yamuna, how to cross? There's no bridge, and they all had to go across. So what they did, they tied one cart and then another cart, next cart, another cart. Like they built the bridge, and they all walked, and then they pulled the carts. Many of them, they swam across. And they were not only swimming, but they were holding calf on the shoulder. Calf was on the shoulder, and then the cow of that calf, mother, was swimming right behind. So hundreds and thousands of those men, coward men, some are just swimming, some are carrying calf on the shoulder, and the cows are swimming right behind. So you could imagine that kind of scene, how residents of Gokul, they managed to get across and over to Vrindavan. And with that, another chapter, new chapter begins. And Krishna willing, we'll deal with that sometime. Jaya Krishna Balaram ki jaya. Gokul Dham ki jaya. Please come sometimes to Vrindavan. Come to Gokul, visit all these places. These pastimes will come alive more. Certainly some difference. To hear these pastimes here, and hear these pastimes there in Vrindavan, right there, where the pastime took place. You sit there or stand there and you hear these pastimes. So on Brajamandal Parikrama, which has existed always, and that takes you to all these different pastimes of Krishna. 30 days of tour, and that is also there. So you could go, come to Vrindavan. On your own, go to some of these places, take a guide, devoted Vaishnava guide. Take Krishna book with you, go read Krishna book there. Or go sometimes on Brajamandal Parikrama and thoroughly cover the entire brush with all the pastimes, covering all the pastimes of Krishna. So this was the sampling that we did here during this not even full dose. is 5 days instead of 7 days. Because the goal is nityam, every day. This idea that you would get into study of this Bhagavatam, regular study, regular hearing of Bhagavatam, and regularly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Initially, I wasn't sure how you would handle this Bhagavad Katha for so many days and in so many hours sitting. And Krishna Kesho, well, this is how people here are a little restless. They can't sit for long. And, they could be in kirtan, for long kirtan is okay, but long time sitting and hearing. But in fact, we have proven that you could do it. In some of our sessions here, sometimes long sessions in India and Mauritius and other places. Some of our sessions a little longer than standard duration, but you have managed sitting a lot of time cross-legged sometimes. But that's okay. We don't expect Padmasana, 3 hours. So you have been very wonderful audience. Huh? What do you say? They have been traveling with me to all over Russia, America, Mauritius, India, they have seen. You are a very special audience. Of course, in India we do get a little bigger, sometimes 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. And Mauritius we go for 1,000, 2,000, like that. But you go to the West and then we have to be happy with 100, 200. But you are somewhere in the middle, I guess. But more than numbers, but good numbers. Yeah. As I said, when it first says, temple full. And it was getting fuller and fuller. And some sustenance and numbers were steady, rising, increasing. Is it inspiring for the speaker, the presenter? I was reluctant. This Bhagavad Katha idea was being presented to me for the past several years by temple authorities here and others from South Africa. But I wasn't sure how, because this Bhagavad Katha tradition is more popular in India, Mauritius, some other countries, but not in South Africa, I was told. So finally we decided to do this as an experiment. And I think it has become successful. Thank you. And keep up this spirit of getting absorbed in Krishna Katha. With that, Krishna Katha, Krishna Naam, Krishna Roop, Gun, Leela, Dham, it's all related or connected.
Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Lokanath Swami Maharaj Ki. So once again,
Oh.
Oh,